Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of That's the Thing. Three hosts, one thing, dher sari kahaniya. A thing you think is Indian, but is it thing?
That's the thing.
This is On the Radio, Azim Premji University. Thank you for being curious. And today, we're doing The Fan. I'm Jimmy and I have Kavya and Atharva with me.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello,
hi,
hello,
Kavya.
Hello, hello, hello. Let's go.
Okay, me first.
Okay, go first.
Okay, so the word fan is a shortened version of the word fanatic. And obviously, the word fanatic means enthusiasm, intense feelings, devotions.
Kavya, are you sure about that?
Yeah. That's what fan is short for fanatic.
You're talking about fans of objects, of people, of things like the Shah Rukh Khan movie fan.
Yeah, fan. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Problem kya hai?
Athara, will you tell her or should I?
What is happening, guys?
So, Kavya, we are supposed to be talking about the object fan. Pankha.
Fan, oh. Ceiling, hand fan.
Nano fandoms bagge research madidini.
Acha. Acha, very good. So pankha start karne se pehle, let's do a quick fandom thing then.
Okay, great, perfect. Thank you. So the first fandom the first fandom that we know of is a fandom that I'm kind of part of.
Okay.
It is the fandom of the English author Jane Austen. Unke fans ko Jane Knights kehte the and they were the first group that made fans.
Apparently Sherlock Holmes ka bhi bahut bada fan club tha when it used to first release in newspapers and all.
Yeah. Okay, great. So now you're also joining. I just thought I'd have to go off on my own one monologue for 6 minutes. Aur jab uska maut hua, Sherlock Holmes ka, he was killed off na in the series. Oh, sorry, yes. Big spoiler from 200 years ago. There were protests. Imagine ek fictitious character ke liye protest.
You know, my wife was still upset jab Sherlock Holmes mar gaya in the show Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Uske fans call themselves, I don't know why we're allowed to say it, but Cumber bitches, right?
That's right. Aur India mein fandom shuru hua movies ke saath. See, I'm also joining you.
Yay!
In this mistake. Raj Kapoor, Rajesh Khanna, Amitabh Bachchan, M.G. Ramachandran or M.G.R. in Tamil Nadu, Rajkumar in Karnataka, N.T.R. in Andhra Pradesh, Sukumaran Nair in Kerala.
Speaking of Bachchan, jab Bachchan kuli mein ghayal hue the and he was in the hospital, you know, people stood in lines at temples, they conducted vigils, they went on pilgrimages. That is how hardcore the fandom
was. So much love.
Yeah, and intense emotion also they feel. Like, yeah. They take everything to heart.
Unko dil ka daura pad jata hai. Their cricketer has got out, their film star actor has gotten beaten up. It's some different level of emotion only.
You know, main ek bar Chennai gaya tha, Rajnikant movie dekhne ke liye, okay? 4 baje. Subah, first day, first show. There was this huge cutout of Rajnikant outside their theater. People had created this scaffolding to climb up and they were doing Pal Abhishekam.
Okay, but see, most of these stars we're talking about a couple of years ago, right? Like, who do you think would be current stars with a mad fan base?
Like the Khans, yeah, Shah Rukh, Aamir, Salman.
Yeah.
Then even Ranbir Kapoor, Ranveer Singh, they have some fan bases.
Yeah, Shivraj Kumar here in Karnataka, yeah, the late Puneet Rajkumar, may his soul rest in peace. Sudeep, all these guys.
Yeah. Of course, Rajnikant, Kamal Hassan, Vijay, Ajit, Vijay Setupadi.
Right.
Who I'm a super fan of.
Mammootty, Mohanlal, Fahad Faisal.
Yay, Fafa.
Wait, guys, all men, no women?
That's a good point, Atharva.
Thank you for bringing that up. Parvati, Tamanna, Manju Warrior, Nayantara, Tapsi, Trisha, Deepika, Priyanka Chopra, all of them.
Even singers have like huge fan followings. Neha Kakkar fans call themselves Nehearts.
N-E-H-E-A-R-T-S. Nehearts.
Oh, and Shreya Ghoshal fans call themselves Shreyalix.
That doesn't sound so good.
Okay. Anyway, wait. No need to piss anybody off. Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Well, you know this list can go on. Should we, by any chance, go back to the real topic of fans?
No. I mean, we are enjoying this so much. I think we should just continue with this mistake. What's that, Atharva?
Correct. Okay, but so, anything that you have that is off-center and not that obvious?
Okay, so Telangana mein ek ladka tha, uska naam Bussa Krishna. Now, he had an idol of Donald Trump.
Oh boy.
And prayed to him every day. Trump, uska bhagwan tha. And sadly, he passed away in 2020 while he was fasting and praying for Trump's recovery from COVID.
That's, oh my god.
No comments. Yeah. Guys, full stop to this fandom thing. Stop this diversion.
Yeah.
Let's get back. Thank you, Kavya. Let's bring it
thank
back
you,
to fan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the big diversion.
I feel like the audiences find me enriching. Okay? Okay. Fine. Fine.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay. Let's bring it back to fan. And just so there's no more confusion, fan mane pankha.
You mean F for pankha.
That's right. Right.
Okay, I'll start. It's strange saying that like 6 minutes into the podcast that I'm going to start. Thank you, Kavya, for
okay,
that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so pehla pankha. Egypt se 4,000 years ago in Tutankhamun's tomb. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun yeah.
And they were considered sacred.
That's true. And I'm not surprised because Egypt is so warm. Wow, pankha ki to zarurat padti.
Right.
But so basically these tombs were filled with all sorts of possessions.
But see, I feel like people should be thinking about an expiry date.
Expiry date about the dead. I like this angle. It's a creative angle that Kavya is bringing.
Let me explain.
Okay, go for it.
Itne sare cheeze the tomb ke andar. And I don't know if people thought ki 10 saal baad, if things are still there, we can take it. The Egyptians believed that people would take it to the afterlife, na?
Yes.
And when they opened Tutankhamun's tomb, they found honey in the tomb. Okay.
Okay.
And the honey was actually edible, even though it was 4,000 years old.
Wow.
So this thing about expiry date, they didn't think about it.
Right.
Like, that's
true.
But I feel like that's a whole different podcast, Kavya. Similarly to what you did with fandom.
Hey. Oh my god. Let it go, guys.
Kavya is just like bringing different types of podcasts to this thing.
Okay. Okay. So pehle jo pankhe banate the, they were all handheld, right? And they were all shaped like leaves because I'm assuming the first fans were leaves that they, you know, stuck to sticks and then used as fans.
Yeah, they were also used in ancient Greece to keep away flies and to fan flames. The fan for keeping flies away was called muscarium, while the fan for fire was named ripidion.
And after this, ye fans churches mein dikhne lage. These fans were used to keep the flies away from holy items and they were called flabellum.
You know, I think isse ek rap song ban sakta hai. Like all of these words. Anybody can give me one beat or what?
Yeah.
Let's go. Muscarium, rubidium, flabellum are fans. Stars in the world like Shah Rukh Khan. This podcast is called That's the Thing. You guys should really not let me sing.
Okay, okay.
Oh, so good, so good.
Oh, just to wrap that up, speaking of flabellum. The flabellum were made of metal, leather, or silk, right? Those were the three?
Kavya's first contribution to the actual podcast today.
Oh my god! Leave me alone!
Okay, so there's a very interesting theory about how the fan was invented, okay? So, aaj ke jo objects hai, hum har din istemal karte hain, goes back to necessity being the mother of invention. And when that necessity was discovered, people looked at them and said, इसको हम कॉपी कैसे कर सकते हैं इत्तेफाक से पीपल फाउंड समथिंग सो अ बार्क ऑफ अ ट्री और अ लार्ज लीफ वुड हैव बीन जस्ट स्वेड आउट ऑफ क्यूरियोसिटी एंड देन दैट सूदिंग एयर गेव द आइडिया ऑफ हैंड फैंस
दैट्स अ काइंड ऑफ बायोमिमिक्री राइट
करेक्ट वेयर थिंग्स आर इंस्पायर्ड फ्रॉम नेचर ओके सिंस यू ब्रॉट अप बायोमिमिक्री लेट्स डू अ क्विक क्विज
ओह ये क्विज
लेट्स गो
ऑन बायोमिमिक्री आई विल गिव यू द नेचर रेफरेंस And you guess what object was made from it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start simple. Birds.
Aerodynamic airplanes.
Origami birds.
Right. Kavya, true to her, today we will do different podcasts. Well done. Okay, mosquito.
Mosquito.
Straws.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay,
it's
yes.
It's not true though?
No, it's not.
Okay, wait, so what aspect of the mosquito is being mimicked? Is it like the flight?
No. Their ability to go inside and suck blood.
Heat-seeking thingies. Missiles.
Hypodermic syringes.
Needles.
Oh, yes! Nice.
Get out!
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, the kingfisher, the owl, very specific.
Yeah.
Like there are different ones for all of them or the same one?
All of these were used for one thing.
One thing, oh.
Yes.
Okay, so kingfishers dive into water to eat their fish. Owls can see at night. I don't know where I'm going with this. So, Atharva, what is it?
I feel like this has some military application.
Yeah, it sounds like it's military.
Okay, so it is the bullet train in Japan.
Oh, how?
Okay, so when it passed from the tunnels and it came out into the open, there would be a loud boom. Okay.
Okay.
So they were basically exploring how to move from one media to another media. So the kingfisher,
like
when
the
it goes down from, right, silently, then the owl has a very interesting feather structure.
Yeah.
Which allows it to fly silently. It goes, it can go under the radar as well.
Oh, wow.
So all of these were used. The guy who modified the Shinkansen train was a bird watcher. So he knew all of these things and he used it.
That is neat.
Okay. Lotus leaf. Last one.
Lotus leaf.
Is it the waxy coating, the waterproofness of lotus
leaf?
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes.
Wax paper?
Raincoats.
Oh, yeah, raincoats.
Ooh, nice, yes. No, but it's a paint.
Oh.
It's a paint for buildings. Oh. So a German guy came up with, he researched for 4 years and he developed this paint with similar properties. So the micro rough surface of the paint pushes away dust and dirt, and therefore you don't need, the house doesn't get so dirty outside.
Oh, wow. Is it, it's like that, kya Nerolac Asian paints ka aata tha ki dust free, tum aisa paint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So correct,
interesting.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Yes,
okay.
This is
all very cute and I have lost this quiz and that's fine. Fan, India mein entry kaise hua?
Oh, you're bringing us back to the real topic.
Only
of the
when
day.
I lose quizzes, honestly.
Okay.
Okay, so to answer your question, Kavya, the earliest reference to fans in India is in the Ramayana. So it is the handheld pankha, and it is around, the reference is around from the 5th century BC.
Yeah, so these were the manual fans.
Yeah,
manual,
you're talking about chauris or chamaras. To fan deities or royalty, right?
Correct, correct.
Wait, what are chauris or chamaras? Are they different names for fans?
Ye to mujhe pata hai.
Okay.
Chauris and chamaras are basically the same thing. They're forms of something called a fly whisk. Okay,
okay.
So fly whisk is a handheld fan to swat away insects, na? So ek handle hota hai jo wood ya metal ya ivory se banta tha.
All right.
And the handle had these flowing fibers, which would be materials like palm leaf or the hair from yaks or horses.
Ooh.
So actually chamara is the word for yak.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's because it would create a breeze when the tail would, you know. And you'll see paintings and images with royalty or gods or someone standing next to them waving these chauris.
Have you heard of the Didarganj Yakshi?
Yes. Okay, but you can tell the story.
Thank you, Kavya. So it is one of the earliest Indian stone statues. It's as old as the 3rd century BC. It's a statue of a lady standing. In her right hand, she is holding a chauri over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how old the Oji Pankha is.
That's so cool. But not only in sculptures and paintings, chauris are featured in coins also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kavya, you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say that Didarganj Yakshi is also famous for being this like nice, curvy, beautiful statue that we don't see most of.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's very interesting to say like what remains. And the only thing that really remains from the statue is the fan.
Oh.
Like that's the only thing we see her holding.
Right.
Can only guess at what else.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
So there were like other elements that have
that have been lost over time.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
Apparently in many religions, fans are also used to honor deities and it is seen as a gesture of like of respect for the deity.
Absolutely. Yeah. For example, it would be perfectly okay to depict a fan of, let's say, actress Rekha. Fanning her with a chori. Well.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See, I knew it was all connected. Fandoms, fan, fanning.
Right. Okay, so continuing our pankha history. Bohut sare mandiron mein bhi ye paaye gaye the. So in the Garuda Brahma temples in Telangana, the hero stones at the Kaleshwara temple in Karnataka, the Chennakeshwara temple in Belur, the Sun temple at Konark, the Meenakshi Amman temple in Madurai, they all have these sculptures with chauris and chamaras and fans and all that.
And then Mughal log aaye 16th century mein, unke bahut bade fans the. They had really large fans and sometimes they were taller than even humans. And they also had smaller handheld fans for like personal cooling.
Wahan se humko morchal mila. Any guesses what was used there?
Morchal? Used as in to make the morchal?
Yeah.
Some kind of animal like feather or something.
That's right. Correct. So if you were to split the word up,
more feather.
So peacock. So instead of cloth or bamboo, the wavy things were made of peacock feathers.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I know. The Sikh gurus also use this, na? And they use it to fan the Guru Granth Sahib as well.
That's right. Absolutely correct. And then the British came and
stole.
Oh my God. This is going to every podcast somehow we come
but
back.
But that is the history of India. What you gonna do?
It's the history of the world, man. The British were stole. We need to do some British bashing. Anyway, during their time, Pankhas became more and more popular.
Okay, wait, hold on. So Pankha, we're speaking of the Morchal, it came from Punk, like feather?
Actually, yes, they did. And during this time, Pankhe ceiling pe bhi latkaye gaye. कपड़े या पाम लीफ से बनाते थे ये लोग और एक रस्सी के साथ उसे खींचते थे और उसको घुमाते थे सो दैट पीपल विल गेट अ नाइस कूल ब्रीज व्हेन दे आर सिटिंग अंडर इट
और घुमाने वाले को पंखा वाला कहते थे
यस यस करेक्ट
कट टू द लेट 19th एंड द अर्ली 20th सेंचुरी मशीन स्टार्टेड टू टेक ओवर द इलेक्ट्रिक फैन
तो इंडिया का पहला इलेक्ट्रिक फैन
बिफोर वी कम टू इंडिया क्विकली बिटवीन 1882 एंड 1886 Schuyler Wheeler, I think that's how it's pronounced, S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R, invented a fan powered by electricity.
Uske pehle bhi, there was an attempt to automate the pankha using steam.
Steam-powered pankhas.
Yeah, yeah. And in 1882, Philip Dale developed the world's first electric ceiling mounted fan.
Fun fact, during this invention, fans were powered by alcohol, oil or kerosene.
Even today, many fans are powered by alcohol.
तुम्हारे fandoms वाले fan की बात नहीं कर रहे.
That's what you were referring to.
Yes.
So you're connecting it back to your fandom.
I'm just really trying to show you I did my work, guys.
That it was all connected.
अच्छा. Okay. काव्या के सवाल का उत्तर. हमारा पहला electric fan, हमारा as in India का.
हाँ.
Crompton Greaves ने launch किया था. It was a joint venture between Greaves Cotton of India and Crompton Parkinson of England in 1906.
In 1918, mein India ka pehla Swadeshi electric fan banaya Shirode Bihari Chakravarti ne by establishing the Clyde Engineering Company in Calcutta. Now, 1937, mein Crompton Greaves ne ceiling fan mein ek naya feature introduce kiya. Any guesses what that feature was?
Regulator.
She won that straight off.
Nice.
finally, in this podcast, she wins the quiz. Well done. Yes, that's right. So, by 1940 is the regulator, and by 1940, Crompton Greaves became the world's largest manufacturer of ceiling fans.
Which makes sense, man. I mean, have you seen an Indian household without a ceiling fan? It's like seeing a dosa without chutney. And the data suggests that 88.3% of households in India own an electric fan, according to the National Family Health Survey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know how every Indian household has at least one fan that sounds like a helicopter taking off?
Like, duk, 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 duk,
yeah.
Okay, like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that everyone says, you know, just give it a push, it'll work fine.
Oh, yes, that one. I've done that. Take a stick and then just turn it.
Yeah.
And the fan actually starts working.
Correct. Yeah. It just needs a little help.
A little beating.
Yeah. No. Also, Indian fans are built different. Ab to market change ho raha hai, but Western fans were always slow, silent and fancy.
You know, in many of these Western countries, they don't even have the concept of fans.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold, they don't need it. In fact, climate change ki wajah se ab garmi hoti hai and fans, they are out of stock. In most places.
So when my mom used to live in Germany, she was there for the summer and they had heat stroke when it was 28 degrees Celsius outside.
Oh my God.
Because the average temperature there is 10 degrees.
So 28
to 32 was baking hot. People did not have any fans and all the central system is only heating.
Right.
Yo. Sorry.
Yeah. So
global
people
warming.
Are like, oh my God, heat stroke. On the news, they're reporting in German, heat stroke numbers are on the rise. Everybody hydrate, drink ORS. And we're going, it's 29 outside.
Yeah. But you know, India ke jo fans hote hai, unme you said ki haan regulator hai, hota hai, but actually, do hi speed hote hai. The first speed is, oh, is this even on? And the second speed is, oh, tufan.
Okay, but wait. Did you notice that the word tufan has fan in it?
Nice.
Tufan. Okay. Okay, so have you ever changed the capacitor in a fan?
No.
Ah, so that is it even on and tufan or tufan is because the capacitor needs changing. It's actually a very simple thing that you can do.
That I can do like myself?
Yes. What I've changed the capacitor so many times.
Oh my God.
So cool.
And the capacitor costs some 40, 50 rupees or something like that. That's all. You just go up there, change it, put the wires back and your regulator is back to working normally.
You know what you should do for your next YouTube series, Jim?
Yes, sir.
It's just daily life skills.
For millennials
and Gen Zs.
Thank you.
Okay, another fun fact. Ceiling fans are actually better than ACs in terms of energy consumption. They cool us and not the room.
That's true. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of science that goes into how fans help cooling us.
Uh-huh.
So in summer, it helps evaporate our sweat, and in winter, it circulates warm air downwards. So it's actually super energy efficient.
Yeah, but try explaining that to an Indian dad when you leave the fan on in an empty room. Okay.
वो बोलते हैं बिजली का बिल तेरा बाप भर रहा है पर मेरा तो बाप भर रहा है
उस टाइम पे भरता था अब मैं बाप हूँ तो मैं भर रहा हूँ
Okay, but all of those little things you used to do when you were a kid, like you know, after a bath, you stand in front of the fan and you pretend you're in a shampoo ad and your hair is like blowing in the wind.
I love standing in front of fans and being like, and it transforms my voice into a robotic voice.
Because of all the wind.
Because of the wind mood.
This is, I need you to know, Atharva, that the kids that I teach still do this. Nice. We have a standing fan in the classroom that I work in.
Okay.
And they would just be 10 of them with their face to the fan. It's just nuts. Okay, question. Kind of depresso. Have you guys heard of fan death?
Are you going back to your fandom while
thing? No. South Korea, people think that sleeping with a fan in a closed room can cause suffocation or hypothermia.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, they believe that?
Yeah, they
believe
that.
It's not based
that.
On data.
No.
It's just feelings.
It's just like a cultural thing that
fear,
we agree
fear.
On. Yeah.
Phobia. Okay.
While
okay.
in India, if you sleep without a fan, means you wake up as if you have had a bath. Yeah. With your sweat.
And you've forgotten mosquitoes or what? Summer fan goes off. Machhar are like, chalo, aur kis tarah karte hai? They come near your ear and...
Wait, I just remembered something I know about fans from my quizzing days at IIT.
So listeners, in case you haven't caught the IIT part of Kavya in the last few episodes, she's flexing it again.
Okay, I'm bringing it up when it's relevant.
Kavya, ignore that man. Please continue.
Okay, so... 2017 में पोस्टल डिपार्टमेंट ने इंडियन पंखे पर 16 स्टैम्प्स रिलीज किया था सो दीज वर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ फैंस फ्रॉम डिफरेंट रीजंस ऑफ इंडिया
डू यू रिमेंबर एनी ऑफ देम
अ कपल सो राजस्थान से आई रिमेंबर दे वर एप्लीक फैंस जरदोजी फैंस विद गोल्ड वर्क पेंटेड हैंड फैंस और गुजरात से दे वर फैंस विद बीड्स एंड मिरर वर्क ओडिशा का एक था दैट वॉज ब्यूटिफुल इट वॉज जस्ट वन लार्ज पाम लीफ दोज आर द वंस आई रिमेंबर
सो कूल There were a few more Kavya in that set. So uh-huh. West Bengal say the solar pith hand fan was featured. So it's made apparently from this white sponge wood of the solar tree found in marshy areas. Then there were leather hand fans from Kutch and the bamboo hand fan from Bihar.
Whoa, Didarganj Yakshi that you told about is also from Bihar, no?
Correct. Didarganj is a place in Bihar. By the way, do any of you have any hand fan stories?
Okay, so I have been gifted... A ceremonial hand fan.
Ooh, what's a ceremonial
for which
hand
ceremony?
Fan?
Yeah. So I was in Japan and I was a part of a program that invited essayists from India to go into different parts of the world and talk okay. about the essays they've written and stuff like
right,
that.
Right. Okay.
In Japan, they had this super formal function, and I was a kid. I was in my early 20s, and I was super overwhelmed. I was wearing a sari in Japan for the first time and feeling like, oh my god, I'm representing Bharat, like that. All of those feelings. And at the end of the ceremony, they give all the essay prize winners a fan. So they gave me. Like this beautiful painted cloth fan with like red and gold and it's just, it's like supposed to be like an honor. So like how we give the shawl or the pete here in Karnataka, they would do that with a fan there.
Oh,
so I
so
have,
cool.
yeah, I still lovely. Treasure that hand fan.
I like, would imagine, yeah.
Because the only fan story I have is of paper fans that I used to make and staple at the bottom.
For whom, Atharva?
For myself.
And actually, the fact that you said that, hamare folding fans pehle Japan mein banaye gaye the.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's how they went to China.
Wow, Kavya. Actual fan research?
Chumma, Jimmy, shut up, okay? I am well-read and knowledgeable, and that's why you invited me on this podcast.
That's Good job, Kavya.
That's right.
Okay, so folding fan in Japan. Lots of artwork. It's also sometimes used as a weapon.
Like in Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't one of the warriors use a fan? No, somehow this one very vague.
Okay, wait, hold on. Wait, Atharva, actually there is.
Oh.
So, there's this person, Lady Windsong. She has a silver fan that could cut through stone. And do you know how I know this fact?
IIT.
No. I was on the Kung Fu Panda fandom page.
Why did you go there?
Because I really like Kung Fu Panda.
Or while you were doing research for fandom, which was at the beginning of the podcast. Oh, actually, I also love Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
So there is actually someone with a fan.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So it's called the Tessen, also known as a Japanese war fan.
Okay.
And what's interesting is it's a folding fan, but the ribs are made of metal, like iron. So you could use them to strike or deflect or even thwack someone on the head with it.
Oh,
so cool.
So it was used by army commanders to signal troops, give direction, all of those things. But it could also be a weapon. Okay. And it was in use for about 500 years, from the 12th century to the 18th century CE.
Oh,
that's so cool. Apparently, even Goa has had a long-lasting love affair with fans.
Okay, say more.
All right. So, Portuguese logo ne fans ko Goa mein laya.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1780 or 1820 ke beech mein, there was this novel type of printed fan known as aide mémoire.
Okay, so something like helping the memory.
Yeah, like prompt the memory. It's French for prompting memory.
Okay.
And in fans pe instructions printed the, like biological parts of a flower to even how to flirt with the opposite sex.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So in fact, 1800s mein, a Victorian lady used different variations with the fan to express themselves.
Oh yeah, the language of the fans.
The language of the fans.
But
yeah.
Usme to option hi do hi honge na, open ya close.
Nee, it could also be where you hold it, how much, how
correct.
Open.
Yes, insight from the lady, correct Kavya. So for example, if you carry it in your right hand in front of your face, it means follow me.
Oh, but like in a sexy way, right?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
It's like, if you'd like to, follow me.
Okay, like that. Right. Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds much better. If you carry it in your left hand, it means that I would like to make your acquaintance.
Oh, I'd like to be friends with you.
Yes. If you place it on the right ear, you have changed.
But also, that's a bizarre place to put a fan on your right. Listeners, Athar was demonstrating how one would put a fan on their right ear.
If you draw it across the cheek, okay. It means that I love you.
Aww.
Yeah, and if you draw it across the eye, I am sorry.
Wow.
If you let it rest on your right cheek, you're saying yes. If you let it rest on your left cheek, it says no. So that was the language of the fans.
Oh
and
my
there's
God.
So many more like
so
this.
So elaborate.
Okay, but I need you to know that if you fan it very slowly, it says, I'm married.
All right.
Nice.
But then the other person can like misinterpret it and say, that's not really slow.
Or maybe she just needed to fan herself really slowly right now.
Use the fan as a fan.
The problem is, you know what? There's a lot of communication gaps possible with fan language.
That's true.
Anyway, coming back to Goa. So there's this Goan dance called the Mando.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And aaj bhi lady log is dance mein hand fans ko pakad ke naachte.
Yes. Do we have a sample song?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just playing it for our listeners right now.
Oh, so lovely. Also, when I was talking about Kung Fu Panda, I actually meant Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle.
What's
have you
that?
Seen
that's
Kung Fu
a
Hustle?
Great movie.
Oh,
what is it? What is it?
God, it is such a mad, mad movie.
Okay.
This scene is still like etched in my memory where a person kills someone with musical notes.
Wow.
They've got this instrument they've put on the floor and they're playing it. And the musical notes, while they play it, the musical notes comes out. Off it. And it goes and it kills people.
Gosh.
Oh, man, it's just movie. A mad, mad movie.
I see.
Okay, Kavya's not impressed at all.
She's like, where is the fan in this?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, so in this movie also, there's someone who uses a fan.
Got it, okay. Because I was just like, this is a very cute story, but it has no business being here.
Really? Kavya, you're one to talk.
Okay,
so that's about what we have for, no, question to end the podcast, anybody?
When have you been most grateful for a fan in your life?
Which kind are you talking about?
Any kind. I am agnostic. Fan agnostic. But okay. Let me tell you about myself.
Okay.
In Chennai, in July,
huh.
We lived in a hostel room with 3 people to a room. And the room was about, I don't know, 6 foot by 8 foot. and there were three of us in that room, and it was on the top floor of the hostel, and there was an asbestos roof on top of that. And the power would go every day. And I tell you, when the power came back, I was just like, God lives in this fan.
Actually, I think when I used to go to Kerala, this is in the Tharwad. My ancestral home was in Engindur. It's a village near Thrissur, okay? It's between Thrissur and Guruvayur, okay? And all of us would be sleeping on the first floor. It was open. It's an open balcony. It would get really hot, and we all had hand fans.
Oh.
And we used to fan ourselves with that and try to sleep. Oof, it was hot, Kerala, no electricity. No, that's when you're like, please wind, I need wind.
So I have been grateful to fans, but the problem is in Gujarat, fans really don't help a lot because the air they push down is also so warm and it is so dry that it doesn't really help you unless you're already sweating or you have some wet towel on you or something. So that's a hack people in Gujarat use. They take these pancha, like these thin cotton towels.
Okay.
They wet them and they put it on themselves and then sit under a fan so that the evaporation really helps them cool down.
The body down. Yeah. All right.
Oh, but one more thing to add. Apart from being grateful, I've also been really afraid of fans for a very long time.
Which ones?
The ceiling fans. Kyunki wo jab 5 pe hota hai na, I have this irrational fear that it'll fall on me, right? And I know, like, I have researched a lot on it and it can't fall on me. I know that for a fact. But there's a part of my brain that goes, no, what if it falls? So I can never put it at full speed and I have to stay slightly hot even under a fan.
Considered sleeping in different places in the room?
I have.
Not directly under,
but then I'm like, oh, ghoom raha hoga na, agar girega to kahan bhi ja sakta hai.
But I actually think directly under would be the safest, no? Because the fan blades, because of that force, will go off in different directions.
Wait, are we saying it's like the center is falling apart? Or
it just falls.
The fan is falling from the
Jim,
oh, it's not a centrifugal situation. Achha,
it's not okay. So you're saying that fan just falls from the ceiling like that?
Yeah. It's irrational, guys, I know.
Yeah. But that's okay. You're allowed.
Yeah. It's a phobia. All right. So that's the end.
What a macabre
way to end the episode.
Thank you for listening. And if you're a fan of the podcast,
please
come back next week. That's the thing.
That's the thing. And subscribe as well to That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University. Thank you for being curious. Thank you, Kavya. Thank you, Atharva.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
We'll be back with another episode next week. Ta-da.
You're listening to Radio Azim Premji University.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.